Proclamation number 7811, dated the January 30th, 1961. Love one another. One law applies to all of you, that you shall love one another and thereby also prove your common bond with me. And even if you are bothered by the thought that you have no inner bond with your fellow human being whom you should love, you shall nevertheless remember his soul, which is still subject to the constraint of the body, and you shall know that the soul belongs to me even if its will is still opposing me. For you are all my children, and therefore shall consider your fellow human being as your brother and strive towards the Father together. Love shall unite you, then you will demonstrate that you are children of the same Father. And this love shall stop you from every suspicion or judgment of your neighbor. Love shall help you bear his every weakness and fault. You should only ever bear in mind that his soul can still have a low degree of maturity, and the human being therefore behaves as he does, even if you dislike it. You should not pass harsh judgments, for then you will also motivate me to judge you in the same way, for not one of you is without fault. Not one of you has as yet reached a degree of maturity which excludes imperfections and weaknesses, and yet I endure you with greater than great love and patience, and don't pass harsh judgments upon you. And therefore I gave you the commandment, love your neighbor as yourselves. If you fulfill this commandment of neighborly love, then you will spread a merciful veil across his faults and weaknesses, and you will only ever try to help him and only ever awaken mutual love in him if you let him feel your love. With these words I address all those of you who are still inclined to expose your neighbor's faults, for thereby you demonstrate your own lack of love, which subsequently gives you no right to judge your neighbor. And by doing so you become sinful yourselves, for you contravene the commandment of love. Therefore, if you want to be my children, you must also make an effort to fulfill the Father's will, which only ever wants you to love one another, or else you belong to my adversary, who is devoid of all love and always tries to influence you into opposing the law of love. And do you love your brother if you are angry with him? If you emphasize his flaws and weaknesses, if you judge him harshly, you must learn to endure his weakness and help him. Then you will carry out my will, and then your conduct will also result in blessings. You will gain him as your friend, he will take your example to heart and will want to emulate you, and his inner being will be full of love for you as well, for love awakens love in response. And then you will also prove that you are the children of the same Father, whose nature is pure love. And then my love will embrace you ever more closely, and your hearts will become increasingly more willing to love, so that they will pass this love on to the next person, and then you will indeed be my true children, as it is my will. Amen.